What you're hearing here, in the intro of 24K Magic by Bruno Mars, is a synth running through a talkbox pedal.
Players! Put your pinky rings up to the moon!
Unlike their more complex and computerized cousin, the vocoder, talkboxes are really quite simple. The output of any chosen instrument is played through a small speaker in the talkbox pedal itself, and this sound is sent through a plastic tube that is placed in the mouth. This way, the musician can shape the talkbox sound for artistic effect or to be able to speak with their instrument. In this podcast, I'd like to discuss how a Moog synthesizer run through a talkbox can be used to convey understandable words. Talkboxes take advantage of the concept of a formant. Formants are defined by Merriam-Webster as any of several resonance bands held to determine the phonetic quality of a vowel. Formants are what distinguish vowels, whether they be American English pronunciations
A, N, I, O, U,
or pronunciations from any other language, such as special Norwegian vowels.
A, E, O, I.
The goal of successful talkboxing in terms of vowels is to use the changing resonance of the mouth and throat to filter the talkbox output and reproduce formants as they would occur when sung. As the technique is easier, it is often tempting to close the throat when talkboxing. A talkboxed phrase with a closed throat might sound something like this. I have found that keeping an open throat allows for the talkbox sound to resonate through the mouth and throat in the same way sound from the vocal cords would, creating much more convincing formants. The same phrase, using an open throat technique, would sound like this.
I was so dead, and never had to go.
As you can hear, the open throat technique creates much more recognizable and natural sounding speech. Thanks for listening to this intro to talkbox technique, and keep talkboxing.